A construction project worth more than $100 million is now underway in Benton County. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Last spring, we reported on Walmart's plans to build a new distribution center about 5 miles southwest of its headquarters on Walton Boulevard. That project is now underway. The Whiting Turner Construction Company has received a building permit from the city of Bentonville valued at nearly $111 million. The Baltimore-based contractor is using it to build the 1.27 million square foot distribution center at 5800 Southwest Regional Airport Boulevard. The site is across the highway from the existing Walmart distribution center, which opened about 20 years ago. The new building will include a little more than 1 million square feet of warehouse space, 216,000 square feet dedicated to shipping operations, and about 16,000 square feet of office space. The project will also include 475 parking spaces for employees and a little more than 1,000 trailer parking spaces. Walmart spokeswoman Ann Hatfield said there was no set timetable to have the facility completed. You can keep up with that story and other Walmart headlines at nwabusinessjournal.com and at our sister website, talkbusiness.net. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Northwest Arkansas has been working overtime in recent years to beef up its cultural offerings. Bentonville, in particular, is developing into a tourist destination for art lovers. And while there are no commercial art galleries in the local arts ecosystem, there is no shortage of art for sale in Northwest Arkansas, as several non-art businesses and retailers are exhibiting and selling art. It's the subject of a story in the current issue of the Business Journal. And as reporter David Conrads explains, art is becoming a serious sideline for several non-art businesses, and not in venues one would expect.
What's evolved, which has been kind of interesting, is as you said, businesses that are not in the art business per se, retail businesses that have gotten into it as a serious sideline. For instance, just in Bentonville, there's a bank and a commercial real estate office that sell art. And like a commercial gallery, they have openings. One even has kind of a closing reception. They do marketing. And they have a curator that picks the art, and they do a very professional job of displaying it and marketing it. So it's a serious thing, and it's working, apparently. So, all the places that I interviewed have been successful in selling art.
And so when you talk to these business owners, you mentioned there's a bank and commercial real estate and a coffee shop and just other commercial ventures. What is their motivation for getting in on the art scene? Is it for the money? Is it a way to add a revenue stream to their own business or something else?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's varied a good bit. For instance, I talked to a woman that owns a hair salon in Fayetteville, and she got into it because she simply needed art for her walls. When she redid the house she operates her business out of, she ran out of money before she got around to decorating. And she wasn't really going at it as a money-making thing, but she was interested in the arts and wanted to support the arts. And so she invited artists she knew to display, and if they could sell their art to do that also. But now it's evolved into a pretty significant piece of her overall business. But other businesses, I know, for instance, the bank in Bentonville, the real estate office, I know the coffee shop that I talk about. It really was not a money making thing. In fact, the real estate office is barred by real estate law from deriving any financial gain. So it's really just it's more community building. They want to support the arts. They want to support downtown Bentonville, and so that's why they get into it. And I think the coffee shop is similar. It's kind of about bringing people with an interest in the arts together, and also supporting the artists who, in most cases, don't really have an abundance of venues to display their work.
So from your perspective, I guess the benefit to these businesses and these business owners is, bringing together like-minded people and people who have an affinity for art and are interested in the arts ecosystem here and growing that community in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh yes, very, very much so. And the other piece of it too is really sort of educating the public in general about the joys and the opportunities of buying and collecting art. You don't have to be wealthy to collect art. Some of these venues show art. Some of it's priced below $100. Most of it's probably a little bit more than that, but many of them have works of art that are between, say, $200 and $600, and it goes up quite a bit higher. But I think through all these different activities, the openings and just exposing people to art, I think they're seeing it as sort of paving the way for maybe the day coming when a commercial gallery, a full-time commercial gallery, could actually make it financially. So that's the other part of it, in addition to the sort of community building.
Yeah, and talking about those, an art gallery and the prospects for that, what does that look like? What are the barriers that you hear that are really have to be overcome? I think you got some differences of opinion when you asked that question. Will Northwest Arkansas ever support a commercial art gallery?
Yeah, that's true. I think most people see the day when, at some point, when Northwest Arkansas could have a commercial gallery, or even a number of them, to have what might even constitute a gallery scene. I think the barriers, what's needed is people with disposable income and an interest in buying art. And there's certainly more and more wealth in the area, and there really has been for a number of years. But there's no real significant history of collecting on the part of the residents. There are people with collections, and there no doubt are collectors that aren't maybe necessarily well known to the public. The suspicion is that they probably buy their art, no doubt they buy their art other places, New York, Chicago, even places like Santa Fe, Aspen, Colorado, which have well-known and developed gallery scenes. But then some people I talk to think that time is right now now could be the time for someone to open a gallery. It would certainly take someone with deep pockets and some patience, because it's unlikely to really click right away, as many businesses don't. You need some time to develop it, and it would certainly take someone with some patience to really get a feel for what might sell, and be willing to nurture the market until people get a feel for or accept Bentonville, Northwest Arkansas, as a place to buy art. But there's certainly no shortage of also visitors, of art interested visitors coming to town, which could be certainly part of a burgeoning gallery scene.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
In the upcoming issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, we'll have a breakdown of the FDIC's Summary of Deposits report released last week. Federally insured deposits held by banks in the 6-county area of Northwest Arkansas, that's defined as Benton, Washington, Madison, Carroll, Sebastian, and Crawford counties, totaled $14.73 billion as of June 30th this year. That represents just about 23% of bank deposits held in the entire state. And that's today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. Remember, you can follow our daily reporting online at nwabusinessjournal.com and at talkbusiness.net. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.